Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. It is time for a Sunday morning sermon right here on our website. We want this sermon today to be a challenge to everyone who names the name of Christ, who identifies as a Christian today, who identifies with Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, your safety in this very, very dangerous age and dangerous time that we're living. This time called the perilous time of the last days. Amen. Which means dangerous. Amen. So we're living in a dangerous time. And I want to bring you a message today of hope and help. I pray that we will make choices that will keep us from the danger of the last days. And I'm not just talking about the being killed as martyrs or the dangers of devastating diseases or the end time events of weather. I'm talking about spiritual danger today. Amen. The danger of being absorbed into the culture instead of standing firm and standing true in our faith today. If you are a Christian and you are therefore a follower or a disciple, therefore, of Jesus Christ, amen. And if you're a Christian, you should be following your Master, your Savior, your Sovereign, your King, your Lord. Amen. If you are not, then I've got a problem with you identifying as a Christian. Now, if I identify as a Christian and I'm not seeking to follow Jesus Christ, not just as my teacher, but as my example. You see, being a disciple is not just learning what your teacher is telling you. It is becoming what your teacher is, in particular in the spiritual sense, but working out practically into the values that we embrace in our life and the decisions we make in our life. They've sold a lot of little bracelets. Amen. I wish I had a copyright on them in Christian bookstores and other places that says WWJD. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Well, you know what He would do? He would do what He did do as our example. And I guarantee you, if you're facing something and you want to know as a Christian, what should I do? Find an example of what Jesus did in a similar or same situation and just do that. Praise God. Be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Be a true follower of Jesus Christ. So the church of the 21st century is at a crossroad. That's the title of our sermon. Amen. In a very real sense, the postmodern progressive church today is having an identity crisis. Amen. Pastors and parishioners, denominational leaders and administrators, Christians in secular jobs and CEOs of companies who claim Christ are in a crisis spiritually. A crisis means that we're at a place where we must turn one way or the other. We can't remain on the fence. We can't remain undecided. We can't continue on without going one way or the other. And choosing the right way is crucial, especially now when the pressure is on to compromise like never before. The threat is real. Amen. This is a real and present danger that Christians will lose their identification with Christ and be absorbed into the Antichrist culture around us. The pressure is on, and everyone who names the name of Christ, the Bible puts it this way, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let everyone who names the name of Christ. If you're going to identify with Jesus, you can't simultaneously identify with the morals and mores of this present world. You can't have a world view and have a kingdom view simultaneously. The Bible puts it this way, and it's tough stuff. You can't eat at the table of demons and the table of the Lord. Demons? You mean demons have an influence in the culture? The devil has some influence in the culture? I have to choose between God and the devil? There should be no contest. There is a contest when we do not recognize, amen, the demonic and satanic influences in our culture as it is today and has, and in every successive culture. There's always been a choice that has to be made, and we need a clear understanding, amen, that the world, the fallen world, the sin-darkened world, is influenced by evil entities. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's why the Scripture teaches us as children of God, amen, to be a separate people, to always identify with God's kingdom and not the kingdom of darkness. Seems to be an easy choice. It should be for a true, committed child of God, a true follower of Jesus Christ. The problem is there are many who are not true followers anymore, and therefore many not truly following Him. And it shows up in their compromise to try to satisfy the pressure of the world to be accepted by the world. And if we are, you know what Jesus said about it? He said, listen, marvel not if the world hate you. It is an antichrist world. Amen. I'm not talking about the man of sin that's coming. I'm talking about the man that came to save us, Jesus Christ. It's an antichrist world. Amen. Marvel not if the world hate you, he said. See, if we choose to identify with him by following him, not just naming his name, but truly following him. Amen. If we identify with Jesus, he said, marvel not if the world hate you. It hated me before it hated you. The Scripture goes on to say in other places, all those who live godly after Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And the Lord told us very clearly, amen, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to have pressure put on you to compromise. And he even said this. He said, your identification with me should be so important and so precious to you. You should hold that identification with me in such high esteem. If they cast your name out as evil and speak all manner of evil against you for my sake. Amen. Have you got on your shouting shoes? Are you being persecuted? Well, put on your shouting shoes. Amen. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. No, you're not going to have, you can't have both. You can't have God reward you as a faithful servant and follower of his Son and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't have God reward you and God bless you and God keep you and have the world embrace you at the same time. In fact, we're warned about this. It said, you better beware when all men, pagan, ungodly, anti-Christian, when they speak well of you, when they can accept you because you are so shallow in your commitment and identification with Jesus, that they can just embrace you and say, well, if that's Christianity, I don't have a problem with it. Because this brand of Christianity embraces everything that Jesus Christ came, amen, to forgive man of. Every sin that is being accommodated in the name of religion today, amen, will never be accommodated by a holy God and never be accepted as okay with Jesus. This lowly Jesus, meek and mild, this pasty-faced Jesus sitting on a donkey, laying out on a cross and letting him beat him half to death and nail him to it, is not the Jesus that is coming back. It is not the Jesus. He did that as a lamb to be sacrificed for our sins. And he went into the grave, a lamb of God, a sacrifice, willingly laying down his life. But when he rose from the dead, he rose as a roaring lion, as a roaring lion. And he is now called in the book of Revelation the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was lamb as our sacrifice, but he's lion as our resurrected, exalted, ascended, and coming again King of kings and Lord of lords. And when he comes back, he's coming as a roaring lion to judge, not a lamb to be slain. He took the form of a lamb to save us. And all the while, he was that mighty lion, even when he let them torture him to death on the cross. Oh, friend of mine, it's a fearful thing to reject the light, choose the darkness, to reject the offer of salvation, and only fall into the hands of God for judgment, and not fall into the nail-scarred hands of Christ for forgiveness. Friend of mine, listen, a lamb is going to be so fearful, this Lamb of God, that the Bible said that the day is coming when the judgment begins during the midst of the tribulation period. Amen. Listen, when God sends His Son and Himself to judge the world, not to save it, but to judge it, and all the people who've rejected the offer of salvation. It said, I saw the great men. John saw great men, small men, rich men, poor men. You can't buy your way out of this judgment. You can't hide from the wrath to come. There's no hiding place except to be hid in God in Christ. Thank God there's a rock of ages that is cleft for us that we can hide from the judgment to come. And the Bible said in the book of Revelation that men from every strata of culture, every strata of life, every color, every culture were so afraid of what they were seeing and who was looking at them, amen, with eyes of judgment, not the kind, compassionate eyes of Jesus to forgive, but of the same Lamb now become judge for those who have rejected Him, blasphemed Him, wiped their feet, in essence, in the very blood that was shed for them. Amen. To add to the severity of the judgment to come. The Scripture says, how shall they escape? Escape what? Escape this final judgment. And that's what they're looking for. When the judgment truly begins, they're looking for a way to escape. Now is the time. Now is the time to not run from Christ, but to run to Him. Praise God. There is a way of escape, and it's Jesus. Glory to God. We can be forgiven. We can be saved, and we can be safe from the wrath to come. And they cried to the rocks and the mountains, fall on us, hide us. They'd rather be crushed by the mountains than to have to face the face of Him that is sitting on the throne and the wrath of the Lamb. Hide us from the face of Him that sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. What a paradoxical statement. We think of the Lamb as lowly Jesus, meek and mild, which He became to pay our sin debt. But they put Him on the cross one time, and He died once and for all. But He will never, ever be just the Lamb again. He is and always will be now the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, dear friend, today, if you are a Christian, the church is at a turning point. I hope you're not so denominationally aligned and given your allegiance to that if it takes the wrong course, that you will continue with it because mama did, daddy did, this is who we are. I identify with this denomination. True Christians do not identify with a denomination, but a person. And the person they identify with is Jesus Christ. Amen. And if a denomination goes separate from His teaching, His example, His Word, God's Word, amen. We have a Bible here. Oh, but this, the people who run this denomination, they have so many degrees and they are theologians and they, listen, they're not beyond being tempted. They're not beyond making the wrong decision. They're going to have to choose too. So I'm going to say this clearly. The church of the 21st century is at a crossroad, in a crisis, and the crisis is nothing less than an identity crisis. Christians in secular jobs have to choose. Amen. And CEOs of companies who claim Christ are going to have to choose. You've got your stockholders, amen, that are pressuring you. You've got a culture that's going to pressure you. And you've got a Christ that died for you. And you have to choose. It could cost you millions of dollars. It could cost you your job. We see very clearly this very week, it could cost you your life. Amen. But listen, is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know what Jesus said? He said it's more than worth it. Don't fear him that can kill the body and do no more, but rather fear him that can cast both soul and body into hell. This is straight talk from a truth teller, the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said something else. He said, you can't serve two masters. You cannot do it. You can't be the friend to the world and not become an enemy of God, according to the book of James. He that would be a friend of the world sets himself against God. Amen. Makes himself an enmity between him and God and thereby making himself an enemy of God. Can you imagine someone naming the name of Jesus and making themselves an enemy of God? The Bible calls them enemies of the cross. They claim to be followers of the cross, to take up their cross and followers of Jesus, therefore. But they instead integrate with the world, interact with the world. Always push come to shove, they choose the material and the physical over the spiritual and the eternal because they do not value their spiritual and eternal that much, and they do not value the God who gave His Son, or the Son who gave His life, enough to make a deep personal commitment to follow Him. But we have to choose, because not to choose means you have made the wrong choice. I'm going to say that I know it hurts. I know it hurts. I understand that. But this challenge is not to put somebody down, but to help somebody stand up and take a stand. We've heard the old cliche and adage, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Well, there's a truth in that. There's a biblical, spiritual truth in that. If you don't stand true to God and keep the faith now, you will fall away. And the Bible said that that day when the Antichrist is going to be revealed, that this man who's the personification of this Antichrist spirit, when before he is revealed, before he can be revealed, there will come a falling away first. Then he will be revealed. And I believe we are in the beginning of that falling away right now. Jesus said what would create it? Many false prophets will go out into the earth and they will deceive many. And listen, what is the core purpose of the deception? Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many, that held them in a deep devotion to Christ shall wax cold. And when that love for Him begins to wax cold, we begin to love that is forbidden. We love the world, and we're told, love not the world, nor the things in it. We're not talking about the earth that God made good until man messed up. We're talking about that sphere of influence, that influence over this entire world. This is a spiritual thing today. You can't serve two masters because, listen, Jesus said you will love one. You will love one and hate the other, or you will hate one and love the other. One positive result of this polarization now, where you have to identify one way or the other, those who hate Christ and those who love Christ. Amen. Listen, friend of mine, that should not be a tough decision to make. I'm going to identify with Jesus, whatever the cost. He is worth it. My soul is worth it. Where I spend eternity is worth it. The influence I have with my family to lead them toward the Lord instead of the way of the world that ultimately will lead them to this final judgment to come. Oh, friend of mine, I'm glad I don't have to call today for the rocks and mountains to fall upon me, because His face, God's face, and Christ's face is not set upon me for judgment, but set upon me for mercy. Hallelujah. I can't wait to see God's face. The new covenant puts it this way. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord turn His face toward you. Literally smile upon you. Praise God and give you peace. And there's no peace like the peace of knowing that you're right with God. Hallelujah. That you're the friend of God and not the enemy of God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a privilege it is to know, amen, that we can, as the scripture put it, have boldness in the day of wrath, because we know we're not appointed to wrath, as the scriptures tell us, but we're appointed to salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, friend of mine, now put on your shouting shoes, even if you're being persecuted, even if the pressure that is on you and the temptations are heavy. Put on your shouting shoes. Jesus said, now you have a badge of authenticity that you truly belong to me. Because if they persecuted me and you're my follower, you're a real disciple, they will persecute you. And when they do, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. See, Jesus said in this world, where the persecution is going to occur by the world system and the people influenced by it, in this world, you shall have tribulation. This word is thelpsis in the Greek. It means anguish and pressure, and the pressure is on. The pressure is on. How do we relieve the pressure? Be of good cheer. How can I cheer up under pressure? Because the pressure is being brought to bear because you're a follower of Jesus Christ as a believer. And because of that, the pressure is on. And He said, when they put it on you and persecute you through it, for this cause, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Jesus put it this way, be of good cheer. That's what He's talking about. Cheer up. You're a Christian. I promised you tribulation. It's not one in a promise box. I remember when they had little bread boxes, you know, well, it looked like a little loaf of bread, and in it was a bunch of promises. And oh, when you pull out Philippians 4:19 out of context, wow, I like this one. But my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory in Jesus Christ. Hot dog hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's a hot dog hallelujah promise. Amen. Glory to God. But when you pull out, which you will never pull out, because they want to sell a promise box, and they don't want this promise in there. Nobody want to buy the box. They pull it out and take it back. Amen. Say, I don't want this. You pull it out and say, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You pull it out, and there's a promise, amen, in there, a promise of persecution. Are you kidding me? That's not a hot dog hallelujah moment, but it is a preparation for that ultimately will come and has come, and that is the heavy persecution because of the polarization that it's bringing. This is beyond politics. This is not just left and right and conservative and liberal. This is spiritual. This is spiritual. For we don't argue against the Democrats, or they don't argue just against Republicans. We're arguing against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And hear this, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. And in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation, you shine as lights in the world. Don't put it under a bushel and try to blend in. Amen. Listen, friend, this is no time to blend in. This is time to stand and represent. I represent a great, gracious and good God, but I represent a God who is coming to judge the world as well. But He doesn't will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Therefore He sent His only begotten Son as a lamb, a sacrifice lamb, to die on an old rugged cross, so that our sins could be forgiven, so that He could turn His face toward us and not turn His face from us. Oh, friend, and that His face would be smiling upon us, the smile of forgiveness, the smile of love and acceptance into His royal family. We don't have to dread the judgment to come, because we have now been reconciled unto God. His wrath has been assuaged because it was poured out upon His Son and our Savior in our behalf, Jesus Christ. It's poured out so we could be forgiven. What a good God that is calling us to make the right choice today. Amen. How about you today? Amen. How about you today? Joshua 24:15. If Baal is God, serve him. See, you have to make a choice. You can't stay neutral and please both sides. Some preachers are trying to do that. It's not working. It's clear they are forsaking their identification with Christ. They're being absorbed into the culture. And the followers of them are content because I don't have to decide either. I can be as neutral as they are. Oh, friend, no, you can't. No matter what they do, this is not about you and them any longer. This is down to you and Him, Jesus Christ, the one who died for you so you could be forgiven, the one you claim as your Lord and Savior. Are you identified with Him today? What would Jesus do? What did Jesus do, and what did it cost Him for doing that? Crucify Him, they yelled from the crowd. Give us Barabbas. Give us the murdering thief, and kill and torture the Son of the living God, the Savior. Oh, friend, don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't let the tentacles of the world wrap you up and pull you in. Hallelujah. Let the nail-scarred hand of Jesus reaching out to you, saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in spirit, and you shall find rest for your soul. Come to Christ today. Come to Jesus today. Come and be saved today. Come and be safe from the wrath to come, because it is coming. Amen. And as the scripture said, who shall be able to stand? No one can stand in their own goodness. No one in their own righteousness. Only the robe of righteousness, given as a gift, just like the gift of salvation. And we receive it by receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, repenting of our sin. Repent means to turn to the right or turn to the left. It's 180-degree turning. Amen. That's what repentance is. I'm turning from the darkness. I repent of the works of darkness that I have been allowing in my life, and I'm turning from it. I'm not earning salvation. I'm choosing the gift that is offered me by turning from the darkness to the light, from Satan and sin unto God, from iniquity to Jesus Christ. So today, come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Be saved, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and safe from the wrath to come. Christian, today, make that choice. Make it sure. The grace for whatever we face in the future for choosing to identify with Jesus. Amen. Let's not sell our birthright. Let's not lose the blessing of being right with God, ready for the coming of Jesus. Choose life and light and live it every day in Jesus' name.